Same part of the world now, different story. It has some horrific details that are not easy to listen to.
People in Yemen, Marco, are very upset about the attack on a school bus yesterday.
That's the world's Steven Snyder. He follows Yemen for the show.
The bus was in northern Yemen. It was filled with boys on their way to camp. It was struck by a warplane from the Saudi-led coalition.
And those are the U.S. allies fighting the rebels who took over in Yemen.
That's right. And there's this video getting passed around Yemeni social media today. The man who's screaming, he's walking around, looking into the back of a pickup truck. Under a blue tarp, you can see human bodies and body parts. The man is shaking the side of the truck. He reaches in, he pulls up the arm of a child, and then he falls back. This Yemeni woman that I reached out to told me that she saw the video.
I'm really still in shock. I couldn't sleep the whole night.
Her name is Faiza El-Sulaimami. She's a social entrepreneur and an activist.
I cannot explain my feeling when I saw all these dead bodies of children on the track and saw some parents just saw their children dead.
Yeah, if you've seen the video, it is awful. Was it a case of a target gone wrong, Stephen?
Apparently not, Marco. We've seen credible news reports where a Saudi military leader says that the school bus was the target.
Did you confirm that?
We've been in touch with the Saudi embassy in Washington, but no, not yet. But the Yemenis I spoke with have read the reports, and they believe them. Like this other Yemeni I reached out to today in the capital. His name is Ismail Muhammad.
One of the army forces speakers in Saudi Arabia and the coalition, they said that that bus used to hold lots of terrorists, and it was a target to be made by the missiles of the coalition. But sadly, all that terrorists were just kids.
Yeah, they thought they were terrorists. It turned out to be just kids. How many kids are we talking about?
The International Red Cross counted at least 30 kids killed. The Houthi rebels reported 40, and many more people were wounded.
Does this qualify as a war crime, and who's going to get to the bottom of this?
Well, the Saudis said today that they're launching an investigation, an internal investigation, which is something they always say. The UN Secretary General has asked for an independent investigation.
The world's Stephen Snyder. Thank you for this update.
You're welcome.